Watch live, Breitbart Sammy Joe Morris, RFK Jr. testify on government, big tech censorship. By Breitbart News on July 20, 2023. The Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government will hear testimony Thursday, July 20, on censorship of Americans by the government and big tech. The hearing will examine the federal government's role in censoring Americans, the Missouri v. Biden case, and big tech's collusion with out-of-control government agencies to silence speech, the subcommittee announced. Breitbart News's Emma Jo Morris will testify to the censorship of her reporting on the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop from hell shortly before the 2020 presidential election. Over the last few years, my reporting has been confirmed by virtually every mainstream news outlet, from the Washington Post, to the New York Times, to Politico. No one denies that the laptop is real, that the origin story is exactly what I told you it was in the first place. This elaborate censorship conspiracy wasn't because the information being reported on was false. It was because the information was true, and a threat to the power centers in this country. What this relationship between U.S.com government officials and American corporations represents is an unprecedented push to undermine the First Amendment, the right to think, write, read, and say whatever we want. And how we respond will determine whether we see a free press as inalienable, or as optional. Multiple media outlets, including the New York Times, CNN, The Washington Post, and CBS admitted they had independently confirmed the veracity of the Hunter Biden laptop well after the conclusion of the 2020 presidential election. A 2022 tip poll reported 71% of Americans believe had the story not been suppressed, it would have changed the result of the election between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is challenging Joe Biden for the Democrat nomination for president in 2024, and Louisiana Department of Justice Special Assistant Attorney General D. John Sauer will also testify at Thursday's hearing.